Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Before we get started on today's Throwback Thursday podcast, you know, a funny thing happened on the way to the podcasting studio today. I streamed it live on Periscope, so if you're not following me on Periscope, go ahead and do that, because I'm going to start live streaming my podcast regularly on there. Also, I didn't have this microphone, which is my studio mic, plugged in. So what picked up my voice today is the actual built-in microphone on my laptop, which actually sounded pretty good. It's just not going to sound like this right here, but it sounds pretty good. Just wanted to give you a heads up about that. And then that's all, man. Other than that, I'm having the most amazing day. I hope you are, too. Here is the Everyday Saturday Throwback Jingle.
Fired up, fired up. Every day is Saturday.
If you heard that jingle, you know it must be Throwback Thursday. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday Podcast, the longest running motivational show on iTunes. It's great to have you with us today. It's Throwback Thursday, so we're going way, way back. We're going back to a time when you, me, and all the ex-corporate slaves were yes men and women. We were saying yes to everything. Hey, can you stay late today? Can you do some extra tasks today? Hey, can you take over Susie's job today? We need some. Can you come in on Saturday and work a little bit? Yes, 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 yes. I'll do it, boss. I'll do it, boss. Sure, I'll do it. Yeah, 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 yeah. And then you realize, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown woman. I'm not taking orders from a 25-year-old with a clip-on tie who just got out of college, and now I'm working. No way, no, 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 no. I'm going to take control. You know what being a no man means? No man means you are free. You no longer need to say yes to everything. You no longer need to say how high when somebody says, hey, can you jump? No. One of the biggest lessons I learned as an entrepreneur. By the way, before I get into the biggest lesson I've learned as an entrepreneur, I got to let you know where you are. You're on the longest running motivational podcast on iTunes, the number one personal development program on the planet. I appreciate you leaving a 5-star rating for the show. It's how people find this podcast on iTunes, is the 5-star rating. So before you do anything, if you're driving in a car right now, please get off at the safest, nearest rest stop. Get on your smartphone and leave a 5-star rating for the Everyday Saturday podcast. We love you for it. Let's just read one that came in, actually. Yesterday, love in all caps. When they say all caps, I think it means you're shouting when you type all caps. Love the show from Heather, who happens to be from Buffalo, by the way. Go Bills! Hi, Sam. I recently discovered your show and since haven't stopped listening. I have big dreams and ideas, and your show keeps me motivated every day. Your no-excuse attitude holds me accountable to my goals. I appreciate your show and would love to meet you someday. Someday. That's awesome. Thank you, Heather. Go Bills is right. So that's a 5-star rating that somebody left on the Everyday Saturday podcast recently. Okay. By the way, we're live streaming on Periscope. Shout out to all the great people on Periscope. And, of course, my beautiful daughter, Madeline, who is actually behind the camera today filming. She's my human tripod. Congratulations, Madeline. You've been promoted to tripod in the family. Okay, back to the number one lesson I learned when I left the rat race. The J-O-B, the journey of the broke, the jump out of bed, the just over broke. What I realized was that I no longer had to say yes. Saying no was okay. How many times you feel guilty when you're in a job? Hey, can you do this? No. Okay. Because Bill's coming in on Saturday. And not only is Bill coming in on Saturday, but Bill's bringing the donuts Saturday. Not only are you not coming in on Saturday, but you're not bringing any donuts for anybody. Are you sure you're a team player? I'll keep that in mind when your 5% Christmas bonus doesn't happen. But then you become an entrepreneur and you're thinking, okay, all right, I'm done with that. Now I can say no. But how is saying no any good when you're an entrepreneur? Well, look, one of the biggest challenges you're going to have as an entrepreneur is all of these great ideas. I make a joke that I'm, you know, the shiny object chaser, which in fact I am. I chase a lot of objects, but I'm not an idiot, okay? I like to do a lot of different things because there was a point in time in my life, especially when I was in the rat race, people say, you can't do that. You know, you're not allowed to do that. Your title doesn't allow you to do that. You know what the title entrepreneur allows you to have? It's freedom. The title of entrepreneur says you can do whatever you want, when you want, with who you want, as long as you're doing ethically, legally, and morally, and you're not out to hurt anybody's feelings. You can do whatever you want. That's the beauty of being an entrepreneur. And I saw a great quote. Oh, man, I got to bring this up. Bob Proctor. Man, I've shared a stage with many times. Okay, once. But I shared a stage with Bob in Hawaii. It was a bucket list item for me. Had him on the podcast a few times. You probably heard it. Start where you are. Use what you have and do what you can. Start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. Look, if all you have right now is the ability to just speak, like what I'm doing right now into a podcast, you can do it. Go out, find a Rotary Club, Kiwanis Club, record into an audio, into your microphone, into your own computer, and say, hey, this is all I got right now. At one point in time, that's all I could do. What if all you can do is write? If you're not comfortable speaking right now, get the blog going, post to social media, send emails into thought leaders in your local area, say, hey, would you like to connect? This is my passion. This is my purpose in life. This is what I'm very good at. And it's not to brag about me. It's about how I can help you, okay? Use what you have. But more importantly, before that, start where you are. So many people are like, they don't even know where they are. You got to know. And look, that's really going and taking inventory of where you are. If you're broke, you're broke, okay? You start where you are. It doesn't mean you don't have anything. There's a difference between saying I'm broke and saying I don't have anything. Just because your bank account says you don't have money doesn't mean you don't have purpose. Just because the collectors are calling saying, hey, I need this and you ain't got it, doesn't mean you don't have passion. It just means you're like every single one of us that started down the entrepreneurial journey saying, hey, I want to go here, but I got taken out. Only temporarily I got taken out of the game. Because if you start where you are and you know where you are and you don't sugarcoat it, you say, look, I'm broke. Or maybe not broke. You know, maybe you've got a lot going for you. You want to go in a completely different direction. Just understand where you're starting from. You've got passion. You've got purpose. You've got potential. And you've got a network of individuals who are rooting for you. And if you don't, get rid of your current network. I mean, look, I don't know how many times I got to preach this on the show. Get rid of people who, when you are in their company, all right, if they don't force you to rise, like double and triple your effort, just to be able to hang with them, you're hanging with the wrong crowd. So start where you are, use what you have, and then do what you can. Okay, Sam, I can't get up in front and speak in front of 500 people because I don't have the name record. Hey, do what you can. I don't have a website that's getting a lot of visitors. Use somebody else's. Go to ClickBank, be an affiliate, join a network marketing company. Harness the power of somebody else's audience for now until you get your own. Get your own brand. The ultimate goal should always be to build your own brand. Because even in any business, I don't care what it is, and there's not, a network marketing company out there that if they're honest would say, we're going to be around forever. Nobody knows. They don't know. Hell, you're not even going to be around forever. Neither am I, but I know one thing. The Everyday is Saturday brand will always be around as long as I am, which is more than you can say about anything else out there. So do what you can to build your own brand, because you can do a few things with your own brand. You can grow it, earn income, flip it, meaning sell it to a third party, leave it in your family as an inheritance. You know, I'm thinking about if you invest in real estate or whatever it is you want to do, you can will that to individuals within your family, but you can't will a job. By the way, who the hell wants that in their will? Would you want me to leave you a job? In my will. I'm talking to my daughter, Madeline, by the way, who's filming this live on Periscope.
No.
No. Honest answer. From a 14-year-old. I'm grooming Madeline to be an entrepreneur. You know, she may go to college. She may not go to college. She's not going to go to college because everybody in her class is going. She's not going to college because that's where the herd is going. She's not going to go to college because I read a book that says you need to go there. No. She's only going to go to college if she has discovered what it is that she's super passionate about. And that, and if she doesn't get that until she's 25, then she ain't going to college till she's 25. She can be an entrepreneur and launch a business, launch an app, do a podcast like this, build her own brand. And if I'm telling a 14-year-old that she can do that, I'm certainly telling a 44-year-old they can do it, a 54-year-old, a 34-year-old. Because you're never too old, man, to start where you are, to use what you have, to do what you can. All that average talk and all of those boo-hoo excuses and everything, the cards are stacked against me. They're stacked against all of us if you think about it, man. We're not getting closer to being born every day. We're getting closer to dying every day. And if you understand that, maybe you'll get a sense of urgency to your life and understand that there ain't no better time than right now to do what you can do. And here's the beauty of it. Next year, if you just start right now, next year, the ability to use what you have, you're going to have so much more to use. The ability to do what you can, you're going to be able to do so much more than what you could have done a year prior when you first got started. Oh, man, I could go on and on, man. Please, take this message, get off the rusty duff, get after it in a big way. Understand that you can say no to any opportunity you want, but you can never, ever redo today. You understand that? Don't say no to today. Say no to all the other billions of opportunities that are distracting you, but don't say no to your dream. You can say no to your boss, as in, do you want to come into work tomorrow? No. Do you ever want to come into work again? No. Do you want to be an entrepreneur? Yes. Do you want to make every day Saturday? Yes. Do you want to have the best day ever? Yeah!